How do we bring ourselves back into alignment? It's not magic. It's discipline. It's decision. It's figuring out what your unique formula is for alignment and then rinse and repeat.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, and I am so excited to share with you this episode. It's a bit different than the rest of the episodes, but I'm so excited for you to truly get a glimpse of what it's like to work with me. Okay, now let's get on with the podcast episode. All right, well, let's dive into this alignment piece. So we talked a little bit about how important the why is, right? So what drives you? What's your why? The only thing that I will add on to that I know you've also heard me say a million times is that I think just as powerful as figuring out the why, just as powerful as figuring out the impact that you achieving the thing that you desire is going to have on the collective, it is equally as important to continue to remind yourself and hold in your conscious awareness the negative impact that will be created if you don't achieve your goal. So this is the thing that helps me get up and out of bed in the morning on the days that I feel like hiding and I'm tired and I don't want to do the things. This is the thing that motivates me to, you know, work the 12, 14, 16 hour days on the days that I do that. It's not the positive impact that I'm going to make in the world. It's the negative impact that I'll make in the world if I don't show up and do the work that I'm here to do. And so if you haven't already figured out what the negative impact of you not doing your purpose work in the world is, of you not doing the thing that you came here to do, of you not sharing the gift that you're here to share, if you haven't figured out what that negative impact is, really spend some time doing that. Really spend some time getting really, really clear on what happens if you don't do the work that you're meant to do in the world. It is so motivating, I promise you. So for me, you know, it's like, I know that if I don't get out and share this message, I know that if I don't get on these intensives or, you know, continue to offer the Ouroboros program, that people continue to live in financial slavery and continue to live inside of a program that keeps them operating like compliant commodities. And that's a good why for me, but the biggest negative impact that I create by not sharing my message is that those people go on to have children and raise and create basically another generation of enslaved human beings. And that's just not acceptable to me. And so when I don't want to get out of bed and when I don't want to do the thing, I go to that. Well, is it okay for me to perpetuate slavery, financial slavery on this planet? The answer is always no. So if you haven't figured that out, definitely spend some time figuring that out. And it is the thing that will bring you back into alignment the quickest, because the longer you stay out of alignment, the more negative impact you're making in the world. So let's talk about alignment. I really believe to be truly wealthy, all we have to do is keep coming back into alignment with our why. Day after day, hour after hour, moment after moment, just keep coming back into alignment with that why. And this alignment is a thing that it's a double-edged sword, right? So no, you don't have to be in alignment to make money. Again, money is actually not that hard to make. There are jackasses all over this planet making money, like doing things that are completely out of alignment for, you know, who they are, for the planet. It's very easy to maximize on ideas and take advantage of people and make money. Like, you don't have to be high vibe and you don't need to be in alignment.
We have proof of that. Literally, you want proof of that? Just go look at the Forbes top 500, right? Like, there's a lot of people making a lot of money that aren't operating from a place of being in alignment or being high vibe. I don't believe that it's possible to sustain from a place of taking advantage of the collective unless you're doing some pretty serious juju on the other side of that. So it always comes at a cost, right? There has to be some kind of sacrifice being made to sustain making money from a place of harming others or not being in alignment. I think we're all spiritual entrepreneurs here. I think we're all spiritual people who desire to help humanity. So if we desire to do that, to have maximum effectiveness, I believe that we need to bring ourselves into alignment, that the more that we can raise our energetic vibration and frequency, the more successful we're going to be. But I don't think it's necessary. So I know that people oftentimes feel like we have a shadow, right? So if we believe that if we're in alignment, we're going to make money, we also believe that if we fall out of alignment or somehow we're out of alignment, we're not going to make money. And the spiritual community shoots itself in the foot so often. It's like we start learning about energy and vibration and we're like all of a sudden like, oh, I'm blocked. Now I can't do anything. Now I can't make any money because I'm blocked. And there's no fucking block. It's in your mind. Like you have created the block. And so now you're not able to do the thing that you want to do. The same is true of alignment. So we fall out of alignment and then all of a sudden we're like, well, I can't make any money because I'm out of alignment. And it's just not true. Well, I'm not feeling high vibe right now, so I can't make any money. And it's just not true. Now, I believe your number one job as a spiritual entrepreneur is to continue to bring yourself back into alignment over and over and over again, because I believe that that is what will lead to your lasting success. I really truly believe that you will reach and achieve your goals faster if you are bringing yourself back into alignment on a daily, hourly, moment-to-moment basis. But it's certainly not necessary. And how do we bring ourselves back into alignment? It's not magic. It's discipline. It's decision. It's figuring out what your unique formula is for alignment and then rinse and repeat. Like literally just continuing to come back to those practices, to come back to those things, and implementing them in your life. So you can't do it like me. I can sit here and tell you every single thing that I do to bring myself into alignment. And some of that stuff might work for you, but you cannot become a carbon copy of me and expect to be successful because you're not me. Personal alignment is really the thing that I believe is key here. You need to learn about your ebbs and flows. And we all go through that. We all have energetic ups and downs. We all have energetic ebbs and flows. So you need to learn about yours. You need to learn what triggers the ebb and what triggers the flow. And do more of the things that trigger the flow and less of the things that trigger the ebb. But when you find yourself in the ebb, double down on the personal practices. But remain disciplined when you're in a flow state. And this is the thing I think that I see. This is the biggest failure that I see spiritual entrepreneurs make, is that when things get good, they stop doing the things. So when things are good, they want to ride the flow state and they're like, oh, I'm in alignment. Everything's so amazing. Like I've done all this work to get to this place. And then they want to ride the flow state. And they don't continue to do the things that help them get to that place in the first place. And so before long, the flow that was on an upward trajectory hits a plateau. And then a little bit longer down the road, it starts declining. It takes work and dedication and discipline to climb the hill. But it doesn't just radically drop off when you stop doing the things. It takes a while, right? It's like that discipline, those personal practices, it'll take you through that flow state for a while. But it will steadily start to decline. And so this is the thing I believe has made me successful. It's the thing that I believe that my private clients that work with me makes them successful. It is my broken record of dedication, devotion, and discipline to personal practices. And that when you are in an ebb state, when things are not going the way you would like them, or when you're in a plateau state and you're trying to climb, you double down on your practices. You double down on your discipline. You double down on doing all of the things that you know made you successful in the first place. You double down on your wealth consciousness work. You find a new wealth podcast to listen to. You find a new book to be reading, and you dedicate, you know, to me, when I'm in a decline or I'm in a plateau, I'm spending an hour a day on wealth consciousness work, minimum. In my maintenance phase, it's 20 to 30 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week. When I am in flow state, I am maintaining that discipline and dedication. And when I am not in the state that I desire to be in, I double down.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time. So click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
Something I think is really fascinating and really interesting is I truly believe that our shadows are actually our greatest strength. So I hear people say a lot that, and I'm one of those people, by the way, that's like, when I think about what the next level of my success requires from me, I'm like, but I'm going to have to work so hard to get there. It's going to require so much work to get there. But guess what? I actually really like to work, and I actually really like to work hard. But there's something in me that like, we are human beings and we don't want to make the sacrifice that's required for the long-term gain. Like we really want instant gratification. And so I encourage you to look at your shadows, the things you think that are holding you back from success, that you're like, oh, I'm going to have to do this thing and I don't really want to do that thing. Are you good at it? Are you good at that thing that you don't want to do? Because I'm actually really good at working hard. Secretly, I really like it. I actually like doing 16-hour days. Not every day, but I actually like that. So as Taryn says, when it's time, like when the sun is shining and it's time to make hay, like I'm all about that life because I thrive in that. Even though I would say to you, oh, that next level of success is really going to require me to work really hard and I want to just like hang out and lay by the beach. It's not actually true. So personal alignment, how do you figure out what it is? How do you get into it? How do you come back to it? Trial and error. You've got to figure out what works for you. You know, I wish I could say that I believe that journaling is the end all be all for everyone. I don't. Some people should never journal. Because it's just not, it doesn't work for them. I believe it works for a lot of people. And I believe if you haven't given it a shot and you haven't made that 90-day commitment, you should try it. Because I think the potential is that it's going to radically change your life. But it's not the secret sauce for everybody. And everybody has a different combination of practices that is the thing that gets them into personal alignment. And so for me, I journal. I do conscious parallel realm visitation. Those are my top two things. I can create and produce results from those two things quicker than I can anything else. But my listening to my Wealth Consciousness podcast, my reading books, my personal study of human design and of my personal design and living my experiment, my understanding of five element theory and how that plays a role in my life, my personal energetic clearing practices that I do, my meditation practice, which is quite lacking at the moment, I'll have to admit. All of those things are components of what brings me into alignment. It's not going to be the same for you. You have to figure it out. Some people can get into alignment quickly going and spending time in nature. Some people need to just take a walk in the forest. Some people need to take a walk on the beach. Some people it's exercise. Some people it's going to the gym and having an incredible workout and getting the endorphins flowing that brings them back into alignment. Or, and by personal alignment, what I mean is a clear and connected channel to God. God, source, universe, all that is, whatever you call it, right? A clear and connected channel through your higher self, your divine immortal soul, to God, source, universe, all that is. That is how you come into alignment, because that is how you know. That is where your knowing comes from, your inner knowing that you are on the right track, that you are headed in the right direction. That comes through that channel. And so for some of us, it requires we look at our nutrition, that we look at what we're putting in our body, because what we put in our body really affects the ability for that channel to be clear. And when that channel is mucked up with all the poisons that we're putting in our body, we can't hear God. We can't hear our higher self. So we have no way of getting into alignment. We have no way of coming back into that place of personal power. You have to figure out your own formula. I wish I could give it to you. I just can't. And so it has to be through trial and error. And how I have done that and how I continue to do that, because obviously as we grow and evolve and when we're in different places in our life, that's changing. So for me, it slightly changes all the time what I need to be doing. And so how I determine that and how I continue to check in and change that formula so that that formula is the right formula to bring myself back into alignment is either on Sunday night or Monday morning, I sit down and I journal. You could do this in your head though. You don't have to journal if you don't want to journal about it, but I journal about what my non-negotiables are for the upcoming week. And I look at the week previous and I look at where I was successful and the things that I did that made me successful when it came to my personal practices. And I look at what I didn't do and I look at where I struggled. So if I had a shit mood all week last week and I was pissed off at everybody and everything, then I'm likely going to be adding a daily gratitude journaling session to my non-negotiables for the upcoming week. Or I'm going to decide to go volunteer, or I'm going to decide to donate to a charity, or I'm going to figure out a way that I can be of service to humanity. Because if I've got the shits with humanity or with people in general, it's typically because I'm being selfish as fuck and I need to like get out of my own cesspool of self-obsession or something. So that I think is important. Like I really think it's important to do this non-negotiables list. And so, you know, if I, you know, back in the day, because I don't track things this closely now, but back in the day, if my money had taken a dip the week before, I would look at, okay, where was I a good custodian of my money this week? Where was I not a good custodian this week? Where did I spend from a place of that wasn't in alignment for me? So this is a big one. And I think this happens at every single level. No matter how much money we're making, no matter how much disposable income we have, when we spend on things, when we spend money on things that are not in personal alignment with us, we're basically like telling the universe, don't send us any more money. If you spend very consciously, it doesn't matter how much you spend. I really believe this. Like if you are spending from a place of alignment and on things that make you happy, make you high vibe, for me, it's always a yes, right? Now, obviously, like if you don't have the money in your bank account, you're not going to go buy a yacht. But spending from a place of alignment is really important, because it is spending from a place of lack, or spending from a place of scarcity, or spending to fill a hole inside of you, or spending because you're bored, will flip you out of alignment that fast. So if I was doing that the week before, then I'm going to make a commitment to be a better custodian of my money. And so what that means is I may decide to do some clearing that week, some daily clearing. I might go back to doing, you know, daily wealth residence clearing. I might decide that I'm going to go back and revisit some type of wealth consciousness content that I really like. I may commit to doing 30 minutes of journaling on what I'm desiring to call in. I may go do a full journaling session on what is my why and what's the negative impact I make when I'm not being a good custodian of my money. You can bring everything back to that negative impact, by the way. You can shift everything in your life just by, how is this thing that I'm doing creating a negative impact? How is this thing that I'm doing creating my negative impact? Or how is this thing I'm doing creating the positive impact that I desire to make? So the non-negotiable list to me has been life-changing. And again, it's personal, but it's going to help you figure out what works for you and what doesn't. And you may make a commitment to doing something that's on your non-negotiable list this week, and you might not feel like it shifts anything. And that's okay. You keep the commitment to yourself for a week. And at the end of the week, if you're like, that didn't work, that gratitude list didn't do anything, I still hate everyone, and I still like have the shits with humanity, then you do something different the next week. But that is how you can come up with this personal alignment formula. You also really need to learn to tap into your own energetic ebbs and flows, because we all have them. Nobody rides high vibe all the time. Nobody rides an upward trajectory all the time. We all have energetic highs and lows, and they are a pattern. They're not just random. And so when you learn your cycles, when you learn your personal cycles, it's a lot easier to maintain flow state. And it's a lot easier to predict when something may trigger you to go into either an ebb or a plateau. And so you'll be able to see and sense it earlier on, so you don't end up in that state, because then you can all of a sudden be like, oh, it's coming. What do I need to do? What do I need to do to bring myself fully into alignment? What do I need to do to make sure that I don't end up in a bad ebb that's going to last a long time? And so, you know, for me, it's like, I know I can feel it. I can sense it when those periods are coming on, and I'm like, ah, hell no, I'm not going to that place. So what am I going to do? I'm journaling every day. I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat the right food. I'm going to stop eating shit. I'm going to stop drinking for a week. Like whatever it is, I'm like, nope, I'm not having it, because I can energetically feel when it's coming. So many people, I think, just walk around oblivious to like what's even happening with their own personal energy, especially spiritual people and even energy workers. It's like they spend so much time in everybody else's energy, worrying about everybody else's energy, that they're rarely actually checking in going, how do I feel in this moment? And so that's why at the beginning of my clears and all of that stuff I do with you guys, I ask you to pull your energy back in and release anything that's not yours. And really check in, like, how am I feeling in this moment? What is my energy like in this moment? And when you're doing that on a regular basis, you'll start to really be able to predict what your energetic cycles are. And we have our natural cycles that are very cyclical in nature, I believe. But then we also have these periods where we start to fall out of alignment and you can feel it. And just because you're going into a ebb in your cyclical state doesn't mean that your earning potential has to plateau or go down. Like even when you're in an energetic ebb, you can continue an upwards trajectory if you master this art of personal alignment. It's harder. You have to do more work in those time periods than you do when you're in flow state. But if you learn that and then you double down when you're in those energetic states, you're going to keep climbing on the upward trajectory instead of doing this, right? And so many entrepreneurs and spiritual entrepreneurs go through the roller coaster. They go through the wave for so many years. It's like, make a little money, not make money. Make more money, not make money. Some people are going super high. It's like they're making shit tons of money and then ending up at zero. And they're making shit tons of money and ending up at zero. It's because they're not managing these cycles. And they haven't figured out how to master their own personal alignment.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you are the most powerful creator in your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, signing off.